is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Hey, this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Going right. That was Blouse from Portland, Oregon, from their self-titled album, Blouse. That was the song Time Travel. They're coming to town. They're going to be here at the Waldorf on January 13th. And I really like their album. Videotape is another song that is really great from that album. Before that, we heard John Mouse from his album, We Must Become the Pitiless Censors. That was the song Cop Killer. It's a fantastic, weird album. I'd recommend tracking it down. John Mouse, a bit of in the Aerial Pink camp from L.A., but very fun. And I've snoozed on this album since July. I don't know why I waited that long to listen to it, but it's great. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, and I have a special guest on the phone. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Duncan.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you. So there's a very special event happening tonight at the ANZA Club. Why don't you tell the listeners all about it?
Yeah, sure. I'm the director of Megaphone Magazine. Megaphone is Vancouver's street paper, whereas a magazine that homeless and low-income people sell in the streets of Vancouver. And tonight we're holding a fundraising event at the ANZA Club from 8 p.m. to midnight to raise funds for our vendor program. Mm-hmm. And we have just a killer lineup. Ruffled Feathers,
yeah.
Fine Mist, and Blackout Beach, along with comedian Alicia Tobin as well.
It's quite a bill. It's going to be a really fun night.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're really, really thankful and lucky that these artists have decided to donate some of their time to our cause.
Mm-hmm. What's Megaphone Magazine's mandate? What do you guys strive for?
Sure. Well, I know our mission is to provide both a voice and an economic opportunity to marginalized people in our city. We find that, especially where we're based in the downtown east side, there's no shortage of will to work. It's just the lack of an opportunity. Mm-hmm. What we do is we set up homeless and low-income people to sell the magazine on the street. They get their first 10 copies for free. And after that, they buy each copy for 75 cents, and then they sell them on the street for a $2 suggested donation. Mm-hmm. And they keep the profits. And what we've seen over the years is just how powerful that can be for the vendor. You know, we've had vendors who've been able to move off the streets, to overcome addiction, or if they have a really debilitating mental health issue or addiction issue, just sometimes stabilize. And just having that purpose and that drive really, really helps turn their life around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's also they're part of the community that they sell in. Bob Dennis is the vendor in my neighborhood, and it's great to see him. And I know he's one of your top guys, or so he tells me.
Yeah, he is. He is great. Bob is fantastic, and I think that speaks so much. I think about how this program can help create community and facilitate. It's as much as it is about, you know, our vendor Bob who sells it and being able to meet people from the area Canby Village where he sells. It's also this chance for people to connect with the vendor and get an opportunity to find out about, you know, their lives and get a better understanding. I'm like, well, what does homelessness really mean? Why does someone end up on the street? Because usually it's not what most people think. I think most people are surprised that there's not much actually separating someone on the street and ourselves. It's just maybe one bad decision or one unfortunate event that just kind of spirals out of control. Mm-hmm. You know, by having the vendors go out across the city, you know, Carisdale, Kitsilano, Commercial Drive, and connect with the rest of the city, it acts as a sort of bridge, I feel, between different communities in our city. And I think, you know, it's just about opening a dialogue and getting people to understand each other and listen and talk to each other. And again, find out that we really have a lot more in common than the differences we think we do.
Mm-hmm. So people can find, if they go to the Megaphone website, they can find out where people sell Megaphone around the city and they can pick up the latest issue.
Yeah, megaphonemagazine.com. We have a list of our vendors and vendor profiles, so you can find out a little bit about them as well. And if you see a vendor, please support them by purchasing a copy of the issue off them for $2. And, of course, you can come tonight to the ANZA Club. Right. Tickets are $15.
Yeah, so things kick off around 8 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, doors open at 8. I think we'll have Alicia Tobin starting at 8:30.
Excellent.
And then the headliner tonight is Black Oak Beach.
Which is Kerry Mercer from Frog Eyes. It's his solo album, or his solo project.
That's great. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I also hear Megaphone has had a softball team the last couple of years. I don't know. I haven't heard much about them. I don't think you guys have made a big splash on the local softball media circuit. But are you guys going to be mounting a team for this coming summer?
Well, if we can get some worthy opponents, I suppose, has been probably our problem. It's a little easy, I think, in the circuits these days. So we've just been kind of, you know, training, studying, watching a lot of film. That's what we've been doing.
Very good. I should say CITR beat Megaphone 2 years ago, but Megaphone destroyed us last season, or last summer, I guess. Or maybe it was the summer before that, but... There's a clean slate. We'll start again this summer, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Right, we'll have to have the rubber match.
Yeah, exactly.
The best of three.
Great. Well, thanks so much for calling, Sean. And it's going to be a great night. I congrats on getting this great lineup, and thank you for all the great work that you and Megaphone do in the city.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on, Duncan.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. So this is Blackout Beach playing tonight at the Anza Club. Get there at 8 o'clock. Oops. Oh, okay, there we go. Here's Blackout Beach.
I was so... I was so... Yeah, man, I was sold. And the soul shall rise. We'll be right back.
And how? If I loved you once, I fell unimpressed. Everyone always thinks about doing the right thing. Everyone always thinks about doing the right thing. From now on, doing the wrong thing. I won't stop you from now on, doing the wrong thing. One day you found me fading, and the one way I could find out was to bury you under other people.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fun Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
Dimitri Martin, live on stage, 2012 Telling Jokes in Cold Places Tour.
I used to get bummed out when it rained. But then I realized that's God's way of washing off hippies.
Saturday, January 7th at The Center in Vancouver for Performing Arts, Dimitri Martin.
Somebody asked me the question, are you ticklish? It doesn't matter whether you say yes or no.
Here's your chance.
They're going to touch you.
Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.ca, presented by Just for Laughs. Don't miss Dimitri Martin.
Paralyzed upon.
That was Babysitter from their split 7-inch. Oh, to the person who's calling in, just know that I can't answer right now, but I'll answer in 5 minutes if you call back. That was from their International Acquaintances split cassette with some band from England. I don't know who. But that was the song Paralyzer Paunch. Babysitter playing Friday night at the Cobalt on an insane bill with Korean Gut and with Korean Gut and Fine Mist. What a bill. So that's at the Cobalt on Friday. Before Babysitter, we heard Fine Mist. That was the No Kids remix of Out of Love. So Fine Mist are playing Thursday and Friday. Friday at the Cobalt, tonight at the Anza Club with Megaphone's Night of Joyful Voices. Thanks again to Sean Condon of the ED at Megaphone for calling in and telling us all about what should be a great night. We also heard Blackout Beach from his album Fuck Death. The song Be Forewarned, The Night Has Come. The night has come for the Night of Joyful Voices. Shindig Finals were this past Tuesday. Sincere congratulations to Sleuth, whom I mistweeted as Sleuths, but they are just Sleuth, and they emerged triumphant with very strong competition from Tirana Horse. But both bands were great, and Birch from Birch to You was good as well. So congratulations to those guys. I'm going to play a song off of their Bandcamp. This is the song Doris Day. And hopefully they'll be recording more very soon with the recording time they won and putting out more music. After that, we're going to hear some new makeup videotape. Mac DeMarco, the singer and primary songwriter for Makeup Videotape, has put out an EP called Rock and Roll Nightclub under his own name. So I guess this is maybe a different thing. But we'll listen to Rock and Roll Nightclub right after listening to Doris Day by Sleuth. Here we go. And to whomever was calling in, call back.
You are a yellow cloud floating on a bobblehead. You are the American dream of 40-year-old chastity. Doris Day, never leave me. Doris Day, bowed off stage. You are indignation, branded like a brink safe. You are crippled by gloss and too much pillow talk. Doris Day, keep me company. Doris Day, bowed off screen. Mrs. Robinson was not an option for your vehicle of righteousness and conviction. Doris Day, you are a dinosaur. Doris Day, you could have been the whole. Still, rock and roll nightclub.
shake my seat. You're all just players in the rock and roll game. Boogie woogie woman, join me for a dance.
Yeah.
A new CD player. It's so confusing. Damn you. I was so close to finishing that track, and then I messed it all up. That was Aaron Reed, the Aaron Reed Band, from his EP Bubble Skulls, the song Woman in the Dunes. Excellent movie. I highly recommend it. Aaron Reed's going to be playing Saturday night at Lucky's Comics on Main Street. They are tentatively, it sounds like they're starting to book shows. Will from Weed is pulling that together. So it's going to be Aaron Reed and Watermelon, which is an awesome bill. A little nice little musical treat from 8 till 10 p.m. because there's a hard curfew at 10. So check that out. Also on Saturday night, it's the Vancouver Christmas Party. It's going to be at Pat's Pub. They're playing, Vancouver's playing with Young Mums, Love Cuts, and What's Hot. It's $10 at the door, but if you bring any food items, it's $1 off for each food item. So 10 food items gets you in for free. Pat's Pub, Saturday night. Very good cause, very good bands. Good stuff. We've got about 20 minutes left. I heard this song by a band called Quaker Parents from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I love it. It has a very kind of built-to-spill vibe to it, and I think it's awesome. So we're going to hear the song When You Can't Beat the Dream from No Crime When Covered in Grime. And after that, a new Guided by Voices track that seems tailor-made to be played on my show in December. So, Quaker Parents, and then some Guided by Voices, and let's hope I haven't irrevocably messed up the CD player. Here we go. Oh, yes, I have. No, wrong. Okay. Yeah, here we go.
This little hey. Life alone I've been longing for. Off the register, you won't suppose you're in your valiant sin. And the fractured reflection you lose when you can't beat the dream. I'm like, don't think you'd rather wait to go. I think I'd rather take. That means life. Writing on the edges of the counter, counting up the minutes left of light, and lighting up our candles like some altar, altering the angle so we might feel mighty like the power that you spoke of. Even speaking couldn't get it right.
Vancouver band Elizabeth are celebrating their new album with the CD release show at the Astoria Pub on Saturday, December 10th. Elizabeth is playing with guests, Tough Lovers, the first 50 guests will get a free new album. That's Elizabeth playing at the Astoria Pub Saturday, December 10th.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Starts off the day with a Krispy Kreme donut as sweet as life can get. Runs about to play with the promising uncles who promise her a pet. She likes the good humor man. She likes his song. When everything goes right for her, when everything goes wrong, she turns around at the heart of the drop beat to let them all check out. Looks what she's found when the gawkers and squawkers exchange their costumes. She loves the good humor man. He says they don't call us that. She run like the wind through the street scene and hand a donut to a snowman. Donut for the snowman. Donut for the snowman. Donut for the snowman.
All right, that was Guided by Voices with their new single, Donut for the Snowman. Nice stuff. And yeah, I mean, it's December. Come on, playing that song's a no-brainer, Donut for a Snowman. Dunkin's Donuts, just trying to get it together here. Shangri-La was an album released earlier this year by Yacht. It is a great album, and I'm really sorry to have missed them when they played at the Rickshaw earlier this year. There's a new video out for I Walked Alone, and it just reminded me about how fantastic that song is. It's a toe-tapper, people, so get up out of your chairs or wherever you're listening to this and get ready to wiggle around because it's a lot of fun. Here we go. Here is Yacht from Shangri-La and the song I Walked Alone.
Van Music is proud to present the Indie Pop Vancouver series.
This night will be devoted to promoting independent local artists. The cover charge will be $5.
Drink specials start at $2 a glass. Free pool, lots of parking. Come and support local bands.
Again, that's Van Music presenting the Indie Pop Vancouver series every Friday night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on Kingsway.
Just
They don't even touch the snow. They don't even touch the snow.
All right, that was Machu Picchu from the Eggnog Experience from a couple years ago. It was a benefit album of Vancouver bands doing all sorts of holiday and Christmas songs. So that was All I Want for Christmas is a Hoverboard, which is my second favorite holiday Christmas song ever. And you might be thinking, like, wow, that's a little early for a Christmas or a holiday song. But this is my last show before the new year. I'm going to be away the next 3 weeks, which is too bad for me because I love doing my radio show. But good for you because for the next 3 weeks, you get CJ.
Ho, ho, ho.
A younger, handsomer, you know, better version of
well,
me.
I ain't Santa, but I'll be bringing you some musical gifts in the next couple of shows.
Awesome. So you'll be here the next 3 weeks. Yes. You're going to do some post-rock kind of stuff next week?
Post-rock, maybe? Instrumental. You'll be hearing some Blockhead, some Mogwai.
Awesome.
Some other amazing Canadian artists as well. So cool. Tune in for that.
Cool. Thanks so much for filling in.
Definitely, man.
So make sure to tune in next week. If you like what you heard today, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can see the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks to Sean Condon for calling in from Megaphone Magazine. Make sure to check out the Night of Joyous Voices tonight at the ANSA Club. It is a hell of a bill. And that's going to do it. Oh, I should just say, before we heard Machu Picchu, we heard Painted Palms from their EP Canopy. That was the song Falling Asleep. And thanks to Brenda, station manager here, for that heads up. So the last song I'm going to play in 2011 is going to be Pete Townshend's Christmas from the album Christmas 1979 by Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire. It's a cover of the Who song. You'll recognize it. I forget what it's called. Quick One While He's Away? Yeah? From Rushmore. But yeah. So have a great rest of your year, everybody. Merry Christmas, if that's your thing. Happy Hanukkah, if that's your thing. Happy Holidays and Happy New Year, if that's your thing. Have a great rest of December, and I'll be back in early January with some new music. All right, take care, everybody. Here is Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire. Getting quite pissed. It's like a dream.